Country Bob FM.
Time for the Almanac here this morning, Bob FM. We're going to bring Neil Freeman, welcome him back here after his very successful trip to Lake of the Woods and Baudette. That's you as you fall into your ice hole.
Yeah.
And then you come back up.
We did have a little bit of a clown show when I caught some massive, ugly, slimy eel pout.
Oh, yeah.
I had to call Mike over to, I said, do something with this thing. I'm not touching it.
They are ugly, aren't they? Oh, my God.
And slimy. You can't grab them. Then if you do, they would start to wrap themselves around you there.
Did you catch any saugers?
Oh, that's predominantly.
Any tulipies?
Caught two tulipies, two eel pout, probably 20, 25 sauger, and maybe
a walleye. You
know, yeah, half a dozen walleye.
Well, you are the home of true country variety, so why not true fish variety?
Yeah, we had them all.
He had them all. Only thing he didn't catch was a Loch Ness monster.
No, we didn't.
Everything but.
We didn't. I don't think, judging on, stories that I've heard, I don't think they'd fit through the hole.
1848, the Mexican War ended on this date with the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The treaty turned, based on some of the reports here, and apparently they were false, we were trying to get another Mexican War going here.
Right.
With troops being sent into, in. Yeah. The treaty turned over portions of land to the U.S. The U.S. became much larger on this date, 1848. Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, parts of California, parts of Colorado and Wyoming. The U.S. gave Mexico $15 million. I wonder if any of that is still lying around. They could help us build that wall.
Yeah.
Because I guess they're paying for it. Yeah. Assumed responsibility of all claims against Mexico by American citizens. Texas had already entered the U.S. on December 29th, 1845, but this kind of made it official.
That wasn't still going from, like, the Alamo in 1836.
Well, this kind of officially ended it. Okay. I mean, there were little skirmishes and things like that. Yeah. Okay. 1863, author Samuel Langhorne Clemens started using his nom de plume, his pseudonym, known as Mark Twain. He got that from riverboating, of course, Mark Twain. 1863, 1870, we're in the 1800s a lot here today.
I like it.
A lot going on in the 1800s. It is history after. There was history before 1900.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. 1876, the National League of Professional Baseball Clubs, now known as the National League, was formed in New York. They wanted a better way to keep track of teams and for player pay and all that. The teams that were the first professional National League teams, the Chicago White Stockings, they are now the Chicago Cubs, Philadelphia Athletics, the Boston Red Stockings, they are now the Atlanta Braves. Those are the two only franchises, Chicago and Boston out of that are still franchises today. All the other ones folded. Hartford Dark Blues, Mutual of New York, the St. Louis Brown Stockings, Cincinnati Red Stockings, and the Louisville Grays.
Sure.
All about colors and stockings back in that day. They were big into their stockings in the 1870s. 1880, the SS Strathleven arrived in London for the first. It was the first successful shipment of frozen mutton from Australia.
Oh, yummy.
So I don't know if I'm sure they had had mutton before in London.
You would think.
I mean, you think of sheep grazing,
right?
In the hills of England and Ireland and Scotland. But frozen mutton came from Australia, 1880 on this date. 1887, the beginning of Groundhog. We already had Brittany give us the full details. Last hour in the history of Groundhog Day. That was Punxsutawney Phil, first Groundhog Day, 1887. 1935, Leonard Keeler's polygraph test, first used to detect lies.
Wow.
The old polygraph.
Started in 35.
1935.
It had started that early.
And Leonard Keeler was the first one to take it, and he found out he actually didn't invent the polygraph. That was the first thing that he lied about that, believe it or not. 1949, golfer Ben Hogan, seriously injured in an auto accident, threatened his life, threatened his golf career. He actually won most of his majors. I think 7 of his 9 majors came after that car accident.
Wow.
Even though he still had to deal with back injuries and whatever else he had from that accident.
Struggle for him to walk the golf course after that.
That was 1949. 1964, G.I. Joe made its debut.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
G.I. Joe, attack! Go, go!
G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe toy, made its debut in 1964. Do you have any of those?
My neighbor, I think they're too spendy for us. I wanted one, though.
You had Army Man art.
We had the little, green Army Men. Little plastic green Army Men, and I had lots of those.
Were good. They had them in various different poses, right?
Yeah, they were about, 3 inches high.
The one filling the mortar round into the little cannon.
Right.
That one, that was always a popular one. Yeah. He was down on his knee.
And the bazooka guy.
We didn't have G.I. Joe until later when they converted from the big size G.I. Joe to the small ones. They kind of shrunk there in the 70s and into the 80s because Star Wars had done that. Yeah. The Star Wars action figures had all shrunk down to a few inches. These here were like foot tall.
Well, they were kind of the answer to Barbie.
Yes.
For guys.
They had Kung Fu grip.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go.
1964. 1969, Boris Karloff died on this date. Mm. Boris Karloff.
They'll feast on who pudding and rare who roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least.
There he is. He's the Grinch, pretty much.
Yes.
From 1966, he was the narrator and the voice of the Grinch and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Of course, he was the mummy and he was Frankenstein, legendary horror film actor. It was funny to have him narrating and serving as the voice in kind of a kid's cartoon.
Right, after
kind of ironic,
being a vicious monster.
81 for Boris Karloff when he died on this date, 1969. The situation known as Abscam began on this date. The FBI had conducted a sting operation that targeted members of the U.S. Congress, a phony era businessman, used in the operation. Now, the movie American Hustle was based on this from a couple of years ago. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence and Christian Bale was in that. That was 1980. 1989, the final Russian armored column left Kabul, Afghanistan. They had been there for 9 years, the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. That is why we boycotted the 1980 Olympics, if you recall. That was in 89. 1992... the longtime host of the Miss America pageant, Burt Parks, died at the age of 77. He also made a cameo on one of our favorite sitcoms. See if you can pick which of these sitcoms he's on here.
Don't listen to me, Jenny Poo.
Jenny Poo?
I've only been in sales all my life.
Oh, no. No, wait. You're not. I mean, you're not. You couldn't be.
You've got it. Herbert R. Tarlac, Sr. At your service.
Oh, that's awesome.
There he is on WKRP as Herb Tarlac's dad.
Yeah, I love that.
He's only been in sales all his life. Burt Parks was dead on this date, 1992, at the age of 77. 93, Willie Nelson and the IRS had to settle their long-standing tax feud. Willie hadn't been paying his taxes. He'd been using that money on various herbal supplements, I think.
Yes.
The U.S. government kept $3.6 million in assets it had already seized. Nelson would have to pay $5.4 million of the $13.1 million. He was $13.1 million in arrears.
That's a pile.
That's a mismanagement of funds.
Yes. Remember he did his golf course.
Yeah, and he had to sell off a bunch of stuff. And he had that CD. It was called the IRS tapes. Remember he released a CD. That was in 93. 2004, calling it classless, crass, and deplorable. FCC Chairman Michael Powell ordered an investigation into the wardrobe malfunction during Super Bowl 38 halftime. Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake exposing one of her mammaries. 2004. 2014, Oscar-winning actor. We lost a good one on this date. In 2014, Philip Seymour Hoffman found dead in his Manhattan apartment, an apparent drug overdose. He was only 46. He won an Oscar for Capote. Great actor. I mean, he was usually a side character. Not in Capote, but in many movies, he was a side character, but he always stole the scenes.
Yes.
He was always a stealer. Like this scene from the movie Along Came Polly, where he and Ben Stiller are playing basketball against a guy they called Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
Take it roll! Take it roll! Outlet! Rain dance! Sandy!
White chocolate!
Sandy!
Raindrops! Old school!
He's throwing bricks up there. Looked like Ricky Rubio.
Yeah.
Great scene.
I love it.
And Ben Stiller's playing the guy without the shirt, with all the hair.
All the hair.
And he gets his sweat. Could you put your shirt back on? Philip Seymour Hoffman. That was 3 years ago already that he passed away, 2014. Let's move on to birthdays today. They were the Smothers Brothers, one half of the Smothers Brothers celebrating today.
My mom liked my brother best, and she never liked me.
Right,
mom gave my...
This is not true.
Mom gave you... Mom liked you best.
Yes, she... All right.
Mom...
All right, just be quiet 1 minute.
Mom liked you best.
You lower your voice.
Mom liked you best.
There he is, Tommy Smothers. Tommy was the older of the two brothers. His brother Dick, 80 today. They had the Smothers Brothers
Comedy Hour.
And it lasted only 3 years, and basically only lasted 3 years because they wanted to be controversial. They wanted to talk about the war and racial things and all those other things. CBS didn't want it.
They wanted a vanilla program.
They did. They did, and the Smothers Brothers wouldn't do it. 80 today.
They were edgy. They were hilarious. Very good show.
They were very funny, very musical, too. Yes. They're very good. They can sing. Tom Smothers is 80 today, and you got to see Tom Smothers do a Johnny Carson impersonation.
Oh.
Because he kind of looks like him already with silver hair, and he was on Johnny, one of the last years that Johnny was on, maybe after he announced he was going to be retiring, and he came on and did just a great, not so much the voice, but the mannerisms. He had it down.
I don't think I've seen that. I got to check that out.
Down pat. Graham Nash is having happy birthday today.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to
you. There he is, lead singing for the Hollies.
Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you?
So is that him on He Ain't Heavy Is Your Brother?
No, he had left them by that time, I think. He didn't sing lead on all of their songs.
Fact
That's
checker.
One of them. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, of course, he was part of that. Yeah. Graham Nash is 75 today. He didn't sing lead on Bus Stop, but it was Carousel, and Carrie Ann was another one.
Oh, sure.
Carrie Ann was another one.
I can see that.
75 for Graham Nash. One of the Bellamy brothers having a birthday. Can you guess which one?
So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
I'm assuming they're coming back to the Medina.
March 24th. One night only.
Get your tickets. Not yet.
Run, don't walk. Get your tickets now.
It's the older of the Bellamy brothers, Howard. Howard is 71 today.
We've interviewed him here on Bob several times. He's a treat.
How many times have you introduced the Bellamy brothers? Too many to count?
Yeah, they have played the Medina more than any other band. They've played there this might be like their 30th appearance at the Medina.
Wow.
They're going to have to keep going just to keep Blackhawk off their tails.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, Blackhawk's a close second. I think, I don't probably introduce them there 18, 19 times.
How you know him personally? Howard Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers is 71 today. Celebrity chef Ina Garten. She's the Barefoot Contessa.
Oh,
so tomorrow night's dinner is chicken stew with biscuits. It's a great meal to make ahead because I can assemble it today and then bake it off just before dinner. But I thought while I was cooking off the chicken for the stew, I was cooking basil. It's really easy.
Yeah, it is, Greg, because I heard that when I was gone on Friday, you were doing like recipe day.
Yes.
Doing something about recipes, so I thought I'd bring in the Barefoot Contessa.
Very good.
She is 69 today. Brent Spiner is 68. He's Lieutenant Commander Data from Star Trek The Next Generation.
My positronic brain has several layers of shielding to protect me from power surges. It would be possible for you to remove my cranial unit and take it with you.
Let me get this straight. You want me to take off your head?
Yes, sir.
Cranial unit.
Cranial unit.
Of Lieutenant Commander Data. When they did Star Trek The Next Generation, they needed a Spock-like character, but they didn't want to go with somebody who doesn't have emotions, so they went with an android instead of a Vulcan. He is 68. He was also in Independence Day and some other things. Happy birthday to Brent Spiner for all you Trekkies. He is 68 today. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Some people say, oh, you're a bounty hunter dog. I say, no, brah, I'm the bounty hunter dog.
He is the bounty hunter, brah. Have you ever said that to anybody? Hey, brah.
Hey, brah.
Hey, No. Bruh. I've never done that.
And no, I haven't either.
I'm proud to say that I haven't. Yeah, hey, bruh.
I don't see
How about
that
you,
happen.
Brittany? Have you ever said anyway, hey, bruh?
Probably at some point, yeah.
Okay. A dog, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dwayne Dog Chapman. He was a Kirby vacuum salesman. That's where he got his, that's where he got, was able to hone his skills as the bounty hunter. He is 64 today. The lovely former Mrs. Billy Joel, Christy Brinkley. I know she's the uptown girl, but I thought it would play another song from Billy Joel off of that same album. Innocent Man. Christy Brinkley, 63 today. Actress Lauren Lane. She was Cece on The Nanny. You may remember her from that. 56.
I remember her from Hunter.
She was on Hunter. Yep. Yeah. With what's-his-face. Guy used to play for the LA Rams. We run out of time.
Wow.
That saucy little number, Shakira, is the big 4-0 today. Shakira is 40
She looks great
today.
Still.
Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer. There we go.
And I didn't look it up. That just came to me.
Yeah.
Eventually it would come.
Yeah.
I knew. Shakira. She's the big 4-0 today.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? Let's bring in Brittany. Shakira, your thoughts.
I really like Shakira. I think
Very
she
talented.
Looks great.
Especially she does look, yeah, she does look
I think
great.
I idolize her fitness more than I do her music,
okay.
I'd say.
Did Very she good. Sit in on The Voice?
Yes, she was
yeah,
a voice.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She was a
yeah, she
voice,
lady.
She
voice
has,
coach
yep.
there for 1 year, maybe a couple. I don't know how many.
Yeah. Okay. Gone but not forgotten. I'm sure at some point we must have read some of poet James Joyce, his work, born on this day back in 1882. Speaking of football, Pro Football Hall of Famer Papa Bear George Halas. Not Papa Bear Norton. Not me that sometimes people call me Papa Bear here.
We do.
But that was...
I never have.
No.
Good Pop, God.
That'd be a little weird.
George Halas. Longtime coach. And born on this day, 1895. Wore the top coat. Tie, hat, the whole schmear.
He was all decked out on the sidelines of it could be Soldier Field, it could be Wrigley Field.
Yep, a lot of times a Soldier, I think. But
Chicago, no, they played at Wrigley Field more
that's
than they
true.
Played at
Soldier
there
probably during his
on.
Time. Yeah,
they still wear his. As I think we've commented on this before. They still wear his initials on their sleeves.
Yep. Entrepreneur Howard Johnson. Now you get some argument from Howard that works for us, but. To me, this is the real Howard Johnson.
He was born in 1897.
He was born, he predated our Howard Johnson.
Don't let him hear you say that.
I know. I'm sure he's not listening. He's hopefully still sleeping, right? He established the Howard Johnson restaurant and motel chain. I mean, I do remember they had both.
I've never stayed or eaten at a Howard Johnson.
Oh, I have. I definitely have. During the 60s when we traveled.
How was their continental breakfast?
Well, they had real breakfast in the restaurant. So they didn't have continental.
Right. I suppose you're right.
You went to the restaurant and had real breakfast. Howard Johnson was born on this day, 1897.
Was there always a restaurant?
I don't know about always. And certainly later on, the restaurants went away and it was just the hotels.
And are the hotels still around? You don't see them too often. Did somebody buy them out?
Yeah. I don't know. Fact checker.
I will check that. There's
still some Howard Johnson hotels around.
There is in Fargo. I know that.
Could be America's Best.
Yeah, there you
America's
go.
America's Best Inn.
Author James Dickey was born on this day, 1923. He gave us the novel Deliverance that eventually would be made into a movie, of course. James Dickey, born on this day, 1923. Elaine's, I'm not sure how you say her last name, if it's Stritch. She won Tony and Emmy for Elaine Stritch at Liberty. She also received Emmys for guest appearances on 30 Rock, Law and Order. She was in some other movies, including Monsters in Law, Cocoon, The Return, and etc. Born on this day, 1925. Big band and jazz Hall of Famer Stan Getz. Saxophone player.
Yep, this is the saxophone. He's playing it on the song The Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, nice. The Girl from Ipanema.
We're going to get some vocals here from Astrid Gilberto. There we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great song.
It is. Big hit from 1964.
I remember it. soon. Sounds like it should have been on a Sean Connery James Bond movie.
It may have been.
There you go. Hall of Famer Stan Getz there, both in the big band and jazz. 1927. And who could forget? I certainly had one of her posters in the 70s. She was Jill Monroe on Charlie's Angels. She was the lovely Farrah Fawcett.
Thanks for everything. You're an angel. Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, there she is. She's married to Lee Majors.
Lee Majors. Somewhat
she had the feathered hair. Yeah. The feathered hair.
She was stunning in her day. There she is, Farrah Fawcett. She left us early. She's gone, but certainly not forgotten.
She was only on Charlie's Angels, I think, regularly one season.
Was it just one?
Yeah, I think it was just one season, and then she left, and yeah, it was becoming a big star. Then they brought Cheryl Ladd in.
Sure.
And then I think she came back a time or two.
I could be.
For a little cameo reunion.
Yeah.
Any facts that need checking?
Yes, a couple. Graham Nash formed the Hollies in 1962 with Alan Clark, and he left the group in 1968 to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Mm-hmm.
And also, for the record, there were over 1,000 Howard Johnson locations in the 1960s and 1970s. It was the biggest hotel and restaurant chain in the U.S. But now, as of 2015, there are 393 worldwide.
Talk about some downsides.
Yeah,
but they're still out there. They're still around there.
I told you, there's one in Fargo.
Yeah. Okay, well, beautiful. Maybe I'll say hi to it when I drive by it on Friday. All right, there it is. It's the Almanac. Started it out with a slide whistle, and we're going to wrap it up here with Rodney Crowell on the Bob Morning Show.